I moved from the Bronx, and we bought our home, 365 Jerome Street. I believe my oldest son was probably around 7 or 8. It was a nice little house. It was a two-family house. And my husband and I had planned to rent one of the apartments. I began to have stories about people just moving out, like at night. They would say that they're going to stay. They're going to stay. You know, but real estate people were getting people to move into this community. And even the house that I bought, I do remember, there's an elderly, older man. I think he was of Italian descent. The house was well kept, very nice. And I just didn't get the impression that he really wanted to move, but it was like a pressure thing. Not only did the people moving in get battered, but people moving out got battered as well. They got caught up with this whole thing. And real estate people were the ones that was really making the money, you know. I didn't know anything. I was young. All I know is that I was going to be able to get a house. It's just sad because, you know, it divides people. And it did. It was a real division. And you just think about how these things are pushed, how it's organized almost like to create this kind of a conflict.